Welcome to Having Words, the podcast that promotes insightful conversations and creates meaningful content with some ambitious, talented, and inspirational special guests. I'm Josh Martello, and this week I chat with Dalton Tessier, personal trainer and online coach. We talk about what a personal trainer's role is with a client and the common misconceptions around a fitness coach and the gym. We also chat about how you can create a business around your passion and the things you can do to promote yourself, increase awareness, and engagement with an audience or potential clients. If you enjoy this week's episode, please let us know through a iTunes review or by following us on our socials. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, please check out Dalton. He's a great personal trainer and a great person to follow if you're into any sort of fitness or food health. Honestly, check him out. You can send him any inquiries you have towards the gym, personal trainers. I'm sure he'll get back to you. He's a lovely guy. But for now, sit back, relax. Here is the episode. Dalton, just for the viewership, can you quickly explain what you do, how we know each other maybe as well?
So I'm a personal trainer, online coach at the same time. Where we met each other, it's a while back.
College?
I think it was college, yeah. I think it's friends and friends,
yeah,
sort of thing. So
yeah, I always remembered you being quite active and sporty as well.
Yeah, I think this is where I come into my PT stuff. And this is where it's really come from. First school, middle school, high school, always doing some activity.
Yeah.
And it's obviously just led to this where I'm more knowledgeable about it.
Yeah, exactly. That's amazing. I love seeing your like the passion something evolve over time. So just real quick. So you're a PT. Mm-hmm. And what's a PT?
Personal trainer.
Yeah. Got it. For the people that didn't
right,
know.
Right, yeah.
And so what was the origin into this direction for a career?
Again, it's something I was more, like I said, more knowledgeable about. So my understanding of it was a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I've always been in the case of doing a job that I've been more passionate about. And like I said, having an understanding of how to obviously make that more appealing. Whereas, you know, a desk job or anything like that, I'd probably get bored. And this is like at the time, again, at the moment, I'm not bored of it. It's something I'm more passionate about. So this is where I'm emphasizing it a little bit more.
Always a good start is when you're not bored in what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I mean. I don't like a job where probably not going to see a future in it. And that's what people tell each other when find a job you love.
Exactly. And I feel like with something that was quite active like this as well, did it stem from you doing gym stuff and then you were like, I want to teach other people? Or did it stem from I enjoy teaching other people or I could do it in gym stuff? Like, what was the actual specific origin?
Yeah, it's a bit of both, to be fair. Again, it would be from doing the gym stuff, as you would say. Yeah, so obviously I did sports, like pretty much every sport, to be fair, but the main one being rugby. So very, very physical.
Yeah.
A lot of gym work being teamwork involved, and yeah, teamwork and stuff like that. So again, I seemed to nicest way excel in sport. And I was very, very good at it in my sportsmanship and anything like that. So this is where I like to put my knowledge and make sure others follow it. Again, teamwork, make sure everything's understandable, but do it in a positive way. But when obviously going into the gym, working out and stuff like that, it was the case that I was interested, it kind of like hit me as that, and then knowledge kind of continued there and trying to learn, and that would be where I wanted to do it. And yeah,
I suppose like you're learning for yourself and at the same time you can teach other people as well.
Yeah, this is the thing again, because I'm interested in it, I like learning about it. Did college, I did uni for a year. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a big fan. I can't say I did great my GCSEs just because I didn't like the topics that I was learning into.
I feel like you are very, and you know, before this, we were talking about your siblings and your family and how they're all very passionate and like very set on something, doing something creative. And I feel like you are very, very much someone that you need the passion towards it. But when you do, you thrive.
That's the thing. Again, look at studies all the time. I follow certain people that have that knowledge as well, and you just learn and adapt from other people.
Yeah.
If I'm interested in something, I prefer to learn it that way. So
yeah.
Again, we spoke a couple of things beforehand where, you know, social media side of things, you know, like editing, this, that, and the other, where if I wasn't interested in it, I wouldn't be able to do it. Like,
exactly. So, you're very proactive and ambitious, I suppose, towards what you want to do. And I feel like if you're the type of person, maybe this is from maybe a competitive sports side or maybe just for the sports side in general, but if you put your mind to something, you'll achieve it. And then you'll not only achieve it, but you'll look at other ways that you can improve it as well.
Yeah, yeah. We spoke about this beforehand where we're talking about like one video being edited, how that only gets better.
Exactly, yeah. So it's always improving. I suppose it's the same with the gym as well. As a PT, you get people in that you've never that's never been to the gym before, but also people that maybe have done a little bit.
Yeah.
So there's different levels of expertise, and you kind of have to adapt to that and the way that they've learned or the way that they haven't learned, or common misconceptions as well.
I think with anything, any job, it's always categorized, isn't it? Like beginner, novice, you know, this and the other. So it's always certain experiences. I'd say I have some knowledge in it, but I wouldn't say it's the best. So again, there's always further to learn. I think that's the same for anyone. You're always going to learn from other people that things you don't know.
And the first thing you need to have is just an openness. Like, firstly, an understanding that you don't know everything. A lot of people go into thinking they know everything and they don't. And then secondly, an openness to wanting to learn as well. Like, I suppose you meet a lot of clients as well, or a lot of people in the same sphere as you, and you learn stuff from them as well. It's just being open to it.
Yeah, you learn stuff in the sense of how to, again, communication is key in any business as well. So how people react to what you're doing. How to adapt to that. Never one thing is correct for anyone. So it is, like saying, being open-minded and broad about what you're doing. Not everything's right or correct for that one person.
Yeah.
Especially about the human body, for instance. Like, there's a lot of different ways to go around it in terms of what people prefer and what actually is best for them.
Yeah.
So it's it's very open. You've got to be open-minded about that sort of stuff.
For sure, 100%. Mm. And actually, like, talking about misconceptions as well, what is something, when people come to you looking for a personal trainer, what is some misconceptions that people might have of the gym or the lifestyle or the routine? I know that, like, just one, whilst you think, one is like, food. A lot of people underestimate the importance of food when losing or gaining weight, don't they?
Yeah, so it's a thing called energy balance. Yeah, very simplified. Put it in a simpler way. It's kind of food in, food out. That can be, if you're, again, trying to lose weight, it can either be increase of activity or deficit of food. Pretty simple as that, but you can obviously go a bit broader and make sure everything's correct. But that would be the simple thing of it. But again, there's a misconception of, like, different fad diets and stuff like that. So
I suppose you can fully get into it, but you enjoy all of that as well.
Yeah. It's fun to talk about. It's fun to educate.
Yeah.
I'm no expert, but again, things you know you have to kind of emphasize and say, exactly, you know, this is how to look at it.
Do you ever teach someone something and they were like, oh, I'd never think about that?
Yeah, all the time, to be fair. So it's things like, okay, so, you know, I'm looking to lose weight, you know, I'm trying to, you know, get a summer body, mainly around my midsection. It's like, great. And he's like, so, like, what kind of ab exercises do you recommend? I go, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
You can't get a spot reduction of a certain point of the body. Your body's just gonna take away fat where it wants
it's
to
like
and store it.
It's like it's fat in certain areas. Like, you can't
control where. So this is where people go, okay, like, you know, if I was skinny and then put on weight, the first one, it went to my face first, or went to my bum, went to my hips, you know, blah, blah, blah. You can't do core exercise and be like, oh, I'm gonna get a six pack, and then everything else is gonna be, you know, as it was, but that's gonna be reduced sort of thing. So that's one of the misconceptions, which I find quite funny. It's just an understanding of it. Unless you're on a calorie deficit and activities more, then you're going to go in a decrease. Again, you're going to improve the size or the quality of your abdominals as such. So again, it's always proven the density of it and everything like that.
I can tell when you're speaking about this, you're really passionate about it. Like, we could talk about just like weight or like one specific thing of your work for probably an hour or two. I suppose that brings me on to not only the passion in it, but also how a PT, a personal trainer, isn't just a personal trainer. It's like a lifestyle coach as well.
Yeah. So for the things I do, especially online coaching, it is a lot of the background stuff that people don't realize. Again, it's obviously the misconceptions of stuff, but it's also everyday lifestyle that has a huge effect on the body.
Yeah.
Again, if we're looking at things, what I go through, again, we could look at sleep quality, sleep duration, your food intake, again, your activity, your stress management. Again, it kind of unravels so they all connect. And again, it's a thing where I like to put in mind is once you find one good formula, you try to stick to it as best as possible and you see what's best for you.
Yeah.
But again, that's always really dependent on a person, dependent on a job, dependent on, you know, daily lifestyle anyway. So you got to like evolve around that and adapt to it as such. So.
Yeah, I suppose you've got to kind of like see what sticks, see what works. Yeah. Like, it's like you can't get to success before failing loads. This is the whole thing of like people that have success, you don't see their fails, you just see their success. And it's the same with the formula. Yeah. You don't just find the perfect formula straight away, I imagine.
No, especially what I like to do is like a weekly habit of the week sort of thing.
Yeah.
But again, that's weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Yeah, I've got a client who took about 10 weeks to find a good result, but I find a good formula for herself. And that's taking time and not jumping in it too quickly, which I find people do as well. So that's where fad diets are
important.
Important not to do. Yeah.
Literally.
And it's where people jump straight back out because they can't handle it. So it's finding a routine that is able to do.
Yeah. Actually, like, not easy because it has to be challenging, but also,
not easy, but again, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So speaking more about, like, as a personal trainer, there's different types of personal trainers, not talking about lifestyle or whatever, but also, like, there's ones that work specifically with gyms. I think of David Lloyd or The Gym or Pure Gym and stuff like that. And there's other ones that work independently for themselves. So what are you and what do you want to be? Where did you start as? Have you experienced both sides?
I have mostly been an independent, so self-employed as such.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've worked with Nufford for a little amount, sort of doing PT, but majority of stuff would be like doing it myself sort of thing. But yeah, that's kind of the way I'm going forward. It's the way I'm going at the moment. It's self-employed. I feel like you can learn a little bit more instead of being boxed into a program that's written out for you to do. This is where more information could be out, more detail could be put in place.
More passion behind it as well. Like,
yeah.
You're responsible for yourself. You're responsible for getting clients, not the brand getting clients for you.
Yeah, it's exactly that.
But also it's more difficult.
It is more difficult. It's just like that target audience as well.
Yeah.
So same for you. You have a certain audience. I have a certain audience. And who's going to listen to it? Who you want to work with sort of thing. So if I, again, work for David Lloyd, they're probably going to give me people, or, you know, they have a certain people that go there. But is that who I want to work with?
Will it expand your range? Probably not.
Yeah. So it is, it's never not do it, but it's, if you're more passionate in something, then go with that direction sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it obviously excels in that way, doesn't it? So.
Yeah. Oh no, 100%. How have you found starting a business around it as well? Because I imagine a lot of people are like, oh, I'm a PT, like it's more of a hobby. But you, we're talking about this beforehand as well, you go full on into it. You're like, I'm making a business out of it. Obviously, you've got an amazing logo and everything as well. So can you talk a little bit about the business around a PT? How you got to yours, how you got your name as well for it and everything?
Yeah. So obviously my company name is such, or my PT name is DKT Personal Trainer.
Lovely.
Literally, simply my initials.
Dalton, again, what's your middle name?
Christopher.
Christopher. Oh, I love that. Dalton Christopher Tessier.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, pretty good. Very simple.
Extremely creative.
Yeah. That's the thing. I couldn't really think of anything at the time. It was a couple of years back, so.
2017, I can see from your logo.
Yeah. Love probably it. A little bit before that as well. So it's obviously like, I've always had this in mind, so it's slowly been getting into it. Again, I can't say that I've had a full PT range as such, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I've always done work on the side, always done it part-time, but it allows me to be safe and secure, if that makes sense. So I'm not going to jump in the deep end until, you know, I'm very good at the craft and the craft is, you know, doing well, if that makes sense.
You're not going to oversell yourself, but also not undersell yourself as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's where obviously price range and everything comes into play and how people... what people buy. It's like quality of stuff. So again, we're speaking about these mics. I bought a cheaper one just for like a simple use, and you've obviously got a good one where the quality is a lot different, but that's what you're paying for.
Exactly.
But yeah, like business wise, you're trying to find creative ways to expand your business. So it's very simple things that start off with. Again, probably most businesses do it. Clothing. Again, I've got some business cards on the table, which you've got.
Love it.
Yeah. But it's little things like that, like social media, which is a huge part of pretty much any business nowadays. Again, internet and everything like that. But again, it's little things like that where it's just getting people to keep seeing your brand in different ways. And as soon as they do that, they're thinking about it, they're questioning it. And what is this? What is that? Who is he? What does he do? Trying to expand little by little. And it's obviously like things to come and things I probably will think of in the future. But again, it's like little bits at the moment, which is just building slowly. Yeah. So it's not jumping in. It's like I'm not going to do like a fad diet kind of a thing where I'm just going to jump into it and then it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
It's finding the right way of doing it, what's working, what's not. So I'm not just going to put loads of money into one thing and then be like, oh, that didn't work out. But yeah, little by little. Make sure like things are correct. If they're working, how can I change that, adapt it, and make it better?
Yeah, yeah. I love that direction. I just love that you have full control over what you want to do and you're actually like not resistant to it as well. I imagine a lot of people, and I knew a personal trainer at my old gym in Brighton, who you could see from his leaflets, he wasn't on any social media. He was very much, almost like a lazy approach to it. He was like, just call me, message me. And I suppose it appeals to some people, but these days, I imagine you get maybe quite a few requests through social media. Well, I mean, that's definitely going to increase over time. People are going to message you being like, hey, would you do this, this and this? It's definitely something which is not only social media, but you're controlling control over everything. Like with the business cards, you were like, I'm going to get business cards. And you did it. Now you're business cards. I love that.
Yeah. So yeah, it's like different areas. But yeah, mostly social media is probably where I get my business as such. Again, this is where people, it's a good way of people seeing what you do. Again, pictures, posts, information, they see that more than just a name on a business card.
Exactly. It's almost like evidence.
Yeah, exactly.
A portfolio of information.
So it's questions that people ask themselves and they go, okay, here's a social media account. Let's have a quick look. I'm sure people do it for you. And like, who have you had on your podcast as such? So like, what have I trained? What have I trained? What do I do? Like, let's see if it looks good.
Yeah.
And this is where they then, I can message on there. So I will message on there. So
yeah. Especially these days as well, I suppose a lot of your audience, they're on Instagram. They're seeing people that, especially on Instagram, is a whole other conversation point. We can talk about fitness and models and photoshopping as well. So they see people on Instagram that they might feel, I want to look like that. And then they scroll down, they see you and you're like, I can look like that, or I can get to a point where I feel happy about myself by going to a PT. So just real quick, what is the difference between going to a PT and just going to the gym by yourself? Why should someone go to a PT? Why should somebody spend the money into a PT on top of going to a gym?
So there's a lot of improvements that you can get from a PT. Studies are showing that you can excel in, if you have a certain goal, you can definitely excel in that. And obviously you get the motivation behind it. You get the correct information and the correct way of being taught. So therefore, again, if you were trying to build muscle, you're probably going to excel in that a little bit better by having that little bit of a boost.
And also you won't hurt yourself by doing the wrong stuff.
Yeah, that's obviously another thing as well. People obviously do see it online. Yes, the person can do it correctly. Who they're watching, it could be a professional, that's perfectly fine, or an actual PT doing it online. But again, you doing it yourself, you can't see what you're doing. So that person, again, for instance, me, I quickly showed you a video which I put my story the other day, is seeing these little differences from my eye that make that improvement and make that goal happen, if that makes sense. So again, it's like losing weight. People go, okay, I can, you know, lose weight, you know, by going to the gym a little bit more.
We're doing this and that. But
yeah, but it's just like a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of, you know, how can I do that?
It's targeting on a certain area, isn't it? Like you said earlier about the losing weight around the waist, it's not just core. That isn't how you lose it in like entirely. It's so much more than that. And even just knowing that changes the way that they would have gone to the gym in the first place. On your logo, it's build strength, build confidence as well.
Yeah.
I know that when I see people with personal trainers in the gym, there's a sense that they want to make a change. They have a goal that they want to get to. And also, they're so much more confident when they go with someone. You can always tell and it's sad to think about this, but you can always tell when people are going to the gym for the first time, they feel so awkward and embarrassed. And what I like to tell my friends that go to the gym for the first time is that everyone's stuck in their own head. They're not worrying about other people. So like, everyone's thinking about how they look rather than how other people look.
Yeah, literally. So as, again, after the video I put up, how to, you know, correctly do things, what I see from my eyes, I put a post just saying, from a PT's perspective.
PT's perspective, that could be a podcast.
Yeah, that could be good. basically saying that this isn't about throwing some weight up. You know, you see a lot of people do heavy weights. That's cool, that's fun, that's good to see. But again, like I said, my build strength, build confidence. I'm trying to get the person to feel confident about how to do the exercise and do it correctly so they can do it by themselves. I'm not trying to take someone's money just to go, okay, this is making me business, I can continue doing that.
Exactly, yeah.
It could be, again, 1-2 sessions, and then if they're happy to go ahead, they can do it themselves. So I'm always there to obviously guide them through things, but it's just a case of, okay, you want to know how to do a squat. Okay, let's go for a squat. You're confident in doing that. Make sure you're doing it correctly. Perfect. You're now happy to do that in the gym. As again, one of my clients has not really done squats before. We're improving squats slowly. But you can see a slight improvement throughout the weeks and everything. We're trying to adjust it and make sure it's all correct before we go with the heavy weights.
Yeah.
Or heavier weights. But again, it's still to a stage where he's said, okay, I probably don't feel confident doing this by myself in the gym. So it's the case of, okay, we're nailing it down and making sure they are happy to, you know, kind of go in and do it themselves, do the session, make sure they're doing everything correctly. So it's not...
It's such an important thing is confidence in the gym, because once you do feel confident doing an exercise properly, rather than like just trying to look good for it, it changes everything, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I think that's so important, that your direction is more confidence. And I suppose that adds into the whole lifestyle coach rather than a PT. Like it is, because it's like you change the way they feel more than the way they look.
Yeah, and that in itself brings confidence, because when they see things they don't know done correctly or like happening correctly, they see the differences from that. And this is where they go, oh wow, crikey, okay.
Yeah.
These things I didn't think of are actually making a big difference.
Massive factors.
So yeah, it's, I think it's same for anything. Things you don't know, you get it. You know, someone comes up to you and goes, oh, you know, try this. Oh, perfect. Oh yeah, that actually works. Crazy. Yeah. It's that sort of thing. So you're kind of thankful for getting a little bit of a guidance of how to do that. So here's the confidence in that.
Do your friends come to you very often? They're like, hey, Dalton, mate, like, how should I do this? What should I do? Trying to get free advice off you.
Yeah. It's only little things. I get that all the time. But that's a thing with a business as well. Like, you've got to give free advice out all the time.
Of course, yeah.
It's like, yeah. Go back to Instagram. Like, I'm not going to post just pictures of me all the time. It's got to be some advice that people can go, okay, he knows what he's talking about, or I can take that. And it's things that, you know.
You've got to give a little bit to receive a little bit. It's the whole thing of like, there's that boxing type of business. It's like jab, 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 punch. It's like you give a little bit, give a little bit, give a bit, then you punch.
Just finding the sweet spot.
Yeah, exactly. Then you ask for like, hey, I can give you more information. I can do all of this. Yeah, I think that's so important. And I love the fact that it's so much more than just a PT. Because before I met you, actually, I thought, because I wasn't so aware with the PT lifestyle, I thought it was you turn up at the gym, you do the gym stuff, and that's it. But you've said to me that you've contacted your the customers, the clients before, and you've been like, if they haven't been up to it, or like if they've been a little bit slow with tracking their results and everything, you do care. You do actually message them, and you're like, is everything all right?
That's the whole thing as well. I think that in itself, as a PT, gives the person who's obviously trying to get the service the best out of it. Again, simple, like, how are you doing today? You know, how's food been? You know,
goes a long way.
Goes a long way, yeah. It could be like, oh, crikey, I haven't been up to it, but, you know, I'll do it now. Like, I can do it. Like, I know I can. Like, you know, just a little bit of boost. It's like, oh, we can slightly change things, adapt things. So that's the things where I go, I can get a response out of them, which they probably wouldn't want to ask. Then they need to tell me just because, like, oh, how's nutrition? You know, I haven't really stuck to it. Okay, have you tried? We done our meal prep? Nah, I can do that tonight, actually. Yeah, I can do that. Or, you know, it's just little things. So it's... yeah, like I said, it goes a long way.
And it's so important as well.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's good customer service.
Yeah.
100%. Trying to build a business, like, it's not just about the quality of your service. It's everything around it. It's communication, you know, so on, so on. So a lot of factors.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people might be listening to this that go to the gym or that don't go to the gym, and they're like, I don't want to, it's a big investment. And like, what are your views towards that? Because it is a big thing, going to the gym. It's because it's not only turning up, it's the food around it, it's the lifestyle. But like, what is kind of your opinion on that, about the wanting to leap into the gym movement or the lifestyle of it?
Like, you don't have to jump into it. In that statement, it's kind of like a fad diet. You don't have to jump into it. You can do little by little and see what works for you. You don't have to do 5 sessions a week. You can do 1. You start from there. Again, there's a lot of people that come into the gym where I work at and say, oh, work's busy, you know, 12-hour shifts, this, that, and the other. And I'm trying to fit in, you know, the 4 sessions. Stop.
Yeah.
You don't need to do it. It's you don't have to do the nutrition part. As long as you know what, you know, the correct way of doing things, like we're talking about the energy balance and stuff like that, you can still enjoy your food. It's things like that. You don't have to go, you know, salads and chicken and, you know, chicken,
exactly,
rice, broccoli, you know,
bare minimum every day.
Yeah, you can still enjoy yourself. You know, there's new white Snickers out at the moment. I'm bloody enjoying it. But things like that, yeah, coffees we just had, you know, you don't think of it, but it's calories in it. But as long as you enjoy it, and obviously, say if you're tracking, for instance, you know what you're having. Again, this is another thing as well. That in itself causes a lot of stress. So
worrying about so much more than
So
that's another misconception, isn't it? It's like, oh, I'm going to have to just eat salads for the rest of my life.
And that's the thing. If people can jump into it, like, oh, mate, it's a lifestyle. It's like, oh, I've got to do it all correctly. Oh, I've got to do it. And this is why a lot of people can't do it. I'm going on a diet, and it's like...
They're resistant to it. You need to be open to it.
Yeah. Take time. It is a thing that's going to take... months, not weeks.
Yeah,
potentially. Yeah, so
I'm somebody who's very impatient.
Yeah, I do like to see things happen quickly, or like, oh, is this happening? You know.
Yeah.
You know, you get an ab short. You know, lift a t-shirt. Get ab short. Is it happening?
Yeah, where are the abs?
Yeah, literally. But yeah, it takes time.
Obviously, on your t-shirt, it's build strength, build confidence. I'm reading off your t-shirt. Yeah, nice. Weight loss specialist. So do you deal with people that mainly want to gain muscle, gain weight, or lose
weight?
It's
a bit of everything, but there's a lot of people who go to personal trainers for weight loss. So it's good to see that, you know, he knows what he's talking about, which I like to think I do.
Yep.
But I could give him advice for that. So them seeing that, we're like, okay, we've got summer coming up. Most of the time, people do want to lose weight for summer
bod.
To look at, yeah, summer bod. And people want to look good and, you know, bathing suit, whether it's bikini, blah, blah, blah.
Personally, not a bikini for me.
Yeah, each to their own.
Yeah.
Each to their own. You know, it's things like that where people see and go, okay, he knows what he's talking about, let's give him a message. Or, you know, see what he's talking about again. Go for the visuals and see what's happening there.
Yeah, yeah.
Questions, questions, questions.
Of course, yeah. So what would you say the ratio is like for people coming to you for building? Because a lot of people might be PT, that's for people that want to gain muscle or lose weight. It's one or the other. But like, what would you say the ratio is between the two?
It probably is weight loss more than anything.
Yeah.
And there is a bit on the side that's probably like, let's build some muscle. And you can do, again, if you're a novice, for instance, you can do a bit of both. There's a misconception of that as well. If done correctly at the early stages.
Do some people come to you and they're like, well, how do you know how to lose weight when you're in good shape?
Give me more context.
People might be like, why do I want to go to a personal trainer that's jacked? I'm not saying you're completely jacked.
No, I'm really not.
Oh, no.
No. Yeah.
It's just been Christmas. It's fine. Two months ago.
Season, you know.
But people might be like, that want to lose weight. They're like, why would I go to a personal trainer when they're so used to just muscle workouts or building muscle?
Obviously, like the t-shirt, obviously the logo and everything, it's a weight loss specialist. It's not like I just specialize in that, but obviously it's a good thing to know where people go from. So like you're saying, like, because it says that, people may come to me because, hey, you know, weight loss. It could be things like weightlifting specialist, you know, strength work specialist, you know, stuff like that. So
they all go hand in hand.
Yeah, so people do have the categories and where they work on. Again, it's not like I don't know that, probably just not specialize in it.
Yeah.
Or if that makes sense, I don't have that in-depth knowledge.
Yeah.
So where I can go further with what I, you know, what I prefer to go in.
Yeah.
And what I can help with. But that's the same thing is for PT myself, I prefer to tell people I can't simply help you, or I prefer not to help you just because I probably can't give you the best service. And this is where, again, businesses need to help other businesses, and you advise them to other people. So there's PTs in my gym that have different categories of where they're working. So I know one that's Ross W. He works in, you know, Olympic weightlifting, calisthenics, and again, mobility and stuff like that. So, but he does know, you know, weight loss and stuff like that, but
yeah,
he, you know, he specializes in that a little bit more. You got Matt, who's, you know, he likes his CrossFit a little bit more, and stuff like that. But he still has a general knowledge. So it's not like us PTs don't know what we're talking about. But obviously it's more in depth than that.
So. Yeah, yeah. Like you all know what you need to know, but then so they specialize in other stuff as well. So your sessions, I want to learn a little bit more about your direction and your business into the PT sphere and everything. Obviously you have packages, don't you? Is it different packages?
Yeah, it's kind of you buy more, you save more sort of thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it kind of helps people out to then say, okay, I can afford this, and it means I can probably get a better result out of it or learn a bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that like a lot of people, I mean, like you said this earlier as well, like it's not just going to jump straight into like 5 days a week, and the intensity does change a lot, doesn't it?
Intensity changes all the time.
It has to.
You got to set yourself a realistic goal, and that's what I tend to do as a, you know, a PT. Again, the sessions that I do aren't, I wouldn't say like they're not intense, but they're not like they're not going to kill you like instantly.
Yeah,
again, you got to work yourself into it, and this is where we find, you know, what works best for you. I can definitely give you a program that, like, you know, this and this, you know, this kind of goal you're looking for, but you prefer not to have those certain exercises, and you know, you just don't click them, so don't do them.
Yeah.
So this way you got to change and adapt and find what works best for you. Okay, then we're talking about the squats and how we can slowly progress that if you're not quite, you know, up to standard as such, if that makes sense, not in a bad way. But again, it's just like slowly improving stuff and making sure that everything's correct, and then the intensity kind of kicks in. By that time, hopefully you've had a good standard of your intensity you can give anyway, and the weights you can lift with the correct form and everything like that. So you are going to feel delayed onset of muscle soreness, which delayed onset of muscle soreness, which you find a day or two after your workout.
That's when it actually kicks in, the ache.
Yeah, you get that achiness. That's just your, obviously, muscles not being used to it, breaking, readapting, recovering, anything like that.
Because I can imagine a lot of people go into it thinking it's going to be like a spin class. You're going to be working so hard, I'm going to die. Then afterwards they're going to be like, okay, I feel good, but I also feel awful.
Yeah, but the thing is, probably yourself, you go to the gym, right?
Mm.
Yeah. So you probably find yourself lack of motivation beforehand. And then afterwards, you know, you've got the endorphins, adrenaline still kicking in, still feeling good. And it's just that after feeling where, yeah, I put in the work, I feel great right now. Like, but you are going to feel it the next day, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, 100%.
So yeah, it is hard to get into the gym rather than coming out of it.
Yeah.
Once you're in there, you feel better.
Once you build that routine, even if it is 1-2 days a week.
Like I said, routine. It's a routine.
It's good that you encourage that as well. You encourage the fact, okay, when are we next going to meet? And also with the way that you work, and I think it's very, I mean, in my head, it's very unique, and maybe in the PT sphere, I love calling it the PT sphere, it's quite a common thing to get people to record their own like results and also like to have so much hands-on information. But like, it's less like they come to you and you tell them exactly what to do. It's more like it's a team effort, isn't it? Between the two of you. You both have to work together.
Yeah, definitely. It's what I state in my programs and stuff like that. It's, I can give you the advice and everything like that, but unless you do it, you're not going to see the result you're wanting to.
Yeah.
You need to, again, you do need to adhere to it. But again, that's where the routine comes in. So you are able to adhere to it. So if you're not going in that direction, something's not clicking.
Yeah.
Again, this is where, again, lack of motivation comes into play. So let's find things that find get you motivated, get you into that right direction, and then slowly build it up. Simples.
Simple. Easy. Easy. Just like that. Just like that. For people wanting to maybe have a PT, or the people that have had a PT before, how would you sell yourself to the audience, to someone that wants
how
to come to
How do I sell myself?
How would you say? Because I feel like you're very much someone that you'd say, like, if you don't have the time or if you can't afford it, like, that's
fine. It's literally it. Yeah. It doesn't have to be 3 times a week you have to come see me. It can be once every 2 weeks, once a month. It can be just for like accountability of, you know, make sure things correct. Again, this is where I come into, if you are going to do this twice a week, 3 times a week, you probably are going to see better results. Again, makes you motivated to come in. Again, the consistency to come in. But once that's done, you can still get, you know, a session every month or so for the accountability. So I'm not just there, like I said, I'm not there to take your money. I'm there to coach you, make you learn, educator, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And be confident to do so. You don't have to do it all the time. So it's whenever works best for you. This is where the personalized program comes into play as well. So it's not just, here's a program I do for everyone. Don't get me wrong, there's quite a lot of programs that are very similar. They're very similar, yeah. Again, you're going to have you know, certain rep ranges, you know, certain sets, you know, timings of things, where it's all going to be very consistent in that sense. But again, this is where I spoke about beforehand, where certain exercises don't click with people, and it's where you got to adapt it.
Exactly.
And what really is the goal? So the questionnaire is, you know, really getting in depth, and then you can really adapt it from there. Squats, everyone knows how to do it. So it's not like I'm going to give it to one person, not give it to the other, and then be like, oh, I shouldn't do that because someone else is doing it.
Yeah.
No, it's a great exercise, a compound movement. It does a lot.
I mean, I hate you. I hate doing it, but it is really good.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone hates legs.
Yeah. And also, something that I learned whilst doing squats, actually, was the form. The form, it takes time. You don't just get it straight away.
Another misconception. You've got deadlift, squats, you know, compound movements, really big compound movements that have a lot of muscles involved. And obviously, you probably know this and just why you do it, you know, and people tell you to do it. I've heard some professionals say, you know, do the basics, you know, squats and deadlifts. They're probably one of the hardest exercises to do form wise to do correctly. And this is where majority of videos you see are probably like gym memes and stuff like that, where you see people squat and then, you know, not quite doing it correctly, deadlift doing the back arch
doing
and stuff
too
like
much,
that,
yeah,
doing too much weight. Yeah, it's simple little misconceptions of that as well. So there's other things you can do beforehand. So this is where I can come into play. I'll give you these options. I'll give you these variations to do. You don't have to do squats straight away.
Yeah.
The client I've got at the moment, he's, you know, not into squats yet. He hasn't got the weight to do it. He hasn't got the technique and form. Not a bad thing. Not everyone has it. It's not easy to do. Like I said, it's not a basic movement, but we find alternatives to then build it up. And then get that correct.
Yeah.
It's building strength into it.
How, thinking about now, how do you deal with people that have maybe like they broke their shoulder in the past, or they have some sort of pain, they're very like maybe weak wrists or something? How do you work around that?
Very good question. Like I said, it's not something that you may specialize in. You may have some knowledge about it, which I do in some certain cases, like, you know, lower back and this and the other. There's some things that I've worked on before and then I can carry over. I've done some research. But that's the thing, it's doing the research. Hey, would you mind waiting? I can research it for you. If I'm happy to do so, then I can go forward. Again, we've got physiotherapists at our place as well, which is quite good. Business cards, hand them over. I'm not happy to work with you just because of this, and this. I don't want to further the injury. And it is a very important thing where people still work with their injuries. And this is where you can go, this stop, take a break, and people don't want it.
Yeah.
But this is where I advise them, hey, you want to spend your money on me? How about you take that to someone else and they'll give you the better knowledge and better in-depth information about it, where the knowledge is applied to that.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not like I don't have the knowledge to do so. It's just that I'm not 100% there.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to like trick people into go, I can sell you something and it's not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Or the injury's going to get worse.
Yeah,
or,
yeah. So
you're not going to be like, hey, you do this and your injury will just go away completely.
Yeah,
or,
so I can do kind of an induction sort of thing where I go, you got an injury, perfect. So again, this is where...
Perfect, I love injuries.
Perfect, yeah. Let's sort this out. It's a good thing to actually kind of see a transformation from. Really, really nice to see. But I've had, another client as such come over to me and say, yeah, I've had this shoulder injury. I've done this, you know. Broke it, you know, blah, 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 blah. Okay. It's going to make it a little bit difficult. It could have been straightforward, but, you know, straightforward. Nothing's wrong. You can get straight into it. Okay, let's have a session. Let's see where you're at. You see certain movements. So you're looking at kind of that movements around the shoulder and elbow joint. See where they kind of align. It's stuff around that. And then you can see, okay, that isn't quite working. Or, you know, your mobility isn't quite there. The range of motion. This pops out of place, your shoulder starts coming forward because you're not confident to do so. Okay, it's going to take a bit of time. This, and again, we've got Mallory, who, again, physiotherapist. It's like, take a business card. Don't worry about paying me for the session. I've wasted about 20 or 30 minutes of your time, so it wasn't a full hour.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm just going to stop you right there because I can't go any further than this. Again, I probably can help you and give you some exercises, but I'd rather you go to someone and spend that money correctly and get the correct advice.
Yeah.
The correct advice where they can, again, get kind of a massage sort of thing, you know, physiotherapies. They can look more in depth and go a bit deeper into the muscle and see where, you know, insertions, stuff like this, where why it's tight, a bit more information, where they have a little bit more knowledge about it.
That's the thing. People need to deal with the foundations before they can jump straight into something.
Yeah, I'm not going to... Yeah, it's one of the things I dislike is allowing them to do so. I'd rather give them advice and it's their opinion to do so.
Yeah.
But I can also turn around and be like, I'm not going to work with you because I'm not going to have that reputation fall on me.
Yeah, exactly.
Reputation, yeah.
Exactly, at the end of the day. So I was just on your Instagram page, your fitness Instagram page, which is... Do you want to read it out? Do you know the handle off by heart?
Yeah, DKT Personal Trainer.
Of course, DKT Personal Trainer, always. You got it. And what I love here is, firstly, the visual style is amazing. Like, I'm such a
designer. Yeah, we spoke about it, yeah.
And also, I like the before and after photos. I think...
They're a really good capture point as well.
Yeah.
A good selling point as well, because people see that. I've had more attraction through them than through...
Anything else?
Yeah, more than my, say... me showing you how to do an exercise. So as soon as you see a transformation, you go, wow, yeah.
Actually that can, seeing
yeah,
action.
That can happen. I can get that. Rather
that
than,
can be me.
I could do exercise, but that, yeah, I can't do the exercise.
Yeah.
So actually seeing a transformation makes a huge difference to people's opinions about not only what you, like, as a PT, I can do, but what they can do themselves. And I can achieve that if that person can. It is achievable.
Yeah. I think looking through some of these photos now, and maybe it's just me putting this in my head, but you can kind of see that obviously some people don't like taking pictures of their bodies and everything, but you can kind of see the confidence a little bit in the before and after. You can tell they're a little bit more confident with the way they
100%.
Look.
100%. But again, that also has to rely on the factors behind. We talk about stress and mood and everything like that. So all of that has a part to play. Again, that in itself is going to boost people's moods. Again, making better sleep, better appetite, blah, blah, blah. So that in itself is fantastic. But as soon as they see that transformation, they go, wow, yeah.
Well, they see it side by side.
That is literally the end goal. And that's what majority of people want, is that transformation photo.
Do you get everyone to take a before and after?
Because it's a good representation of the progress.
Even if you don't post it, because I imagine a lot of people would feel, even though it's a great progress.
Not everyone likes photos, that's fine.
Mm.
Obviously, it helps me out hugely. But again, majority of time is, especially my online coaching, I get people to do weekly check-ins. And that's one of the things that's involved with it, is a photo. You can see the adaptations of what exercises are working, what you'd like to improve on, is where we can adapt on it.
Yeah.
But again, it allows them... myself and the person to see the progress I've seen throughout the weeks. Again, this is where the questions come involved as well. It's like, what you're unhappy with, you know, appearance wise. So that's one of the pages.
You can be like, look, this is what we've done, and this is how we got there.
Yeah.
And this is why we did this, because now you can see here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
I feel like, because I remember when I was looking through just PT pages, I was educating myself before different podcasts, episodes with different fitness people. And I was looking and I was like, it might be quite daunting for people looking and being like, I don't want my photo being posted. And that might be one of the positions why people would be pushed away. Some PT photos are just before and after, and I imagine you're not somebody that's like, okay, I need to post this, I need to, like,
yeah, that is the thing as well. Majority of time it is a half naked photo, if that makes
yeah.
it's a bikini kind of shot, or you know, shorts, boxers, blah blah blah. Obviously some people aren't confident enough to do so, but you may see that they potentially won't get the first photo in, or they have it for themselves.
Yeah,
it could be to say, take it for yourself, I don't need to see it. A good representation for yourself. But like you said, once you see the after photo, you see that their confidence grows, and they go, okay, have a look at this.
They kind of want to show it off.
I've had clients come over and go, done the exact same thing, but then they just sent it to me. It's like, oh, look at the transformation I've made.
Yeah.
They're happy to show it. And again, they're probably going to do that to friends, everyone else. May not mean to post it for everyone to see. It could be the case that, again, some people, I've seen other people do it as well, is just put like an emoji on top of their face.
Yeah.
It kind of hides a little bit, you know, it is confidence in that sense. So again, it's that, build strength, build confidence. It's building the confidence to, you know, feel happy about yourself and doing things correctly and make sure, you know, adapted in the right way.
Yeah. And I love that approach to it as well. Yeah. Because I imagine even the photo just being up, it does build confidence knowing that your progress is being kind of like idolized a little bit.
Appreciated. The amount of people, like I said, it's probably the one of the posts that gets more views.
More engagement,
But again, a lot of people respond to that. Even people from the outside that don't really know the person, it could be like, wow, that's incredible. Mm. Again, friends come to play, like, wow, Lauren, I haven't seen you for a couple of weeks or whatever. Like, oh, that's amazing.
Mm.
Wow, John, that's, you know, how have you done that? But yeah, literally.
And I love that, because like, it's definitely a confidence booster hearing it outside the gym as well. Yeah. Being like, wow, you look amazing. It's like, wow, you notice? Yeah, I notice. Because you're still in your own head. You don't see changes.
Yeah, you don't see it day in, day out. You look at yourself majority of the time like, oh.
Which is why pictures are so important.
Yeah.
So yeah, I definitely recommend the viewers to check out some of the before and after posts. They're quite fascinating to look at on DKT Personal Trainer, your handle on Instagram. Do you have any other handles as well? Any other?
No, actually, that's thankfully the only one I've got. I've got my own personal page, which I do kind of advertise my PT from, which is just my name, so Dalton Testier _PT. I do post some stuff on there, but again, there's transformation photos, you know, you got exercise kind of videos,
recipes as well, which recipe books.
Yeah, I think it's a really good thing. You give out free content and people respond to it, so it's not like I'm gonna get people from this. It's like, okay, just give it out. It's harmless, so things like that I can advertise and people can use it and go, okay, that's actually quite nice.
How do you, with the recipes, are these recipes that you use, are these recipes that you found just to work? Like, how do you, what's the origin?
I have outsourced them. Obviously, I have quite a few recipe books, but again, the timing for that is probably got hard. My knowledge for that isn't as great, could be. Obviously, I have used the recipes myself. I'd be a bit stupid if I didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Again, make sure they are nice. They are really, really nice. Obviously, some things I don't like, and you know, vice versa for everyone. Yeah. So it's a recipe book, isn't it? But again, it's a selling point in itself. So again, with my clients, again, online or one-to-one, that is given to them. I have another like an ebook as a guide to calories. Again, give a bit more information, knowledge about, again, calories in itself.
Yeah.
Again, that energy balance and deficit surplus and how it's done correctly, make sure you are on point. So they have the knowledge and do their own research. So they want to do that, they can do that, but it's there.
Yeah.
But again, it gives them options to choose from if they, you know,
if they want it, just the opportunity.
Swapping things over. And that's a thing I don't push as well, is I'm no nutritionist. Again, it's something I don't specialize in, but I do have my knowledge behind it. It would be the case of, you know, here's some options. You know, I can give them a meal prep example, but I'm not going to force something they don't like. Because I've seen a lot, personally, I don't like it. I've seen some, you know, professionals or, you know, PTs as such, where they've given like a meal prep, but it is based for that person.
Yeah.
And I've heard, again, you know, clients come back, not my clients, but clients come back and they say, oh, I actually don't like that food. I like that.
Yeah.
That ingredient.
And you're not going to be like, okay, well, you got to stay with it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Well, we can change it up. Some people, some people have, they've literally bought a nutrition program or whatever, and that's what they're receiving.
Yeah.
So I give people the option, advice. Again, it's this, and this. Here's a meal plan example. It gives you a rough idea of, you know, meals you can have, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, blah, blah, blah. It has the calories, the macros, you know, everything you kind of need for it. But that's where, again, if they don't have that, they also have the recipe book. Here's some ideas for, again, I probably have a good 10 to 15 recipe books.
Wow. My God.
Yeah, so I've invested to reinvest sort of thing. It's also kind of restaurant guides as well. So this is where I don't limit people. people got to enjoy their food. Of course, if it fits in a thing, this is where we, you know, we can adapt thing, change thing. If they're going out, it's, don't stop them. Something that they enjoy.
Yeah.
It's a reliever.
You don't make them feel guilty, because that's like awful. No. If it's like, if they're like, look, I had a pizza the other day, and you're like, how dare you ruin this for us? Yeah. It's not like that,
so
at all.
Go back on my page quickly.
Yeah.
So there's the recent transformation. Yeah, read a description on that.
Absolutely blown away with Lauren's transformation from October. Clear changes in all areas of her body. Waist has gone in, thighs toned up, shoulders and arms have gained size, ticking all the boxes. The tick emoji, love it.
Yeah.
This can solely be the consequence from Lauren's actions and dedication. Every week, slowly progression towards a better physique and lifestyle. Astonishing work. If you wish to change your lifestyle in order to achieve a greater body, drop me a message and I will tell you how you can achieve exactly what Lauren has to be able to accomplish over a matter of months.
There's another one by Lauren. We've done, you know, there's obviously, she's gone on for online training for quite a few weeks, so differences are happening there.
Lauren has worked her ass off through these past 10 weeks to achieve this physique. This is not the only thing I want to highlight, though. Although we've done the basics of moving more and being in a deficit, we have looked more into things that are behind the scenes. We have narrowed down the best formula that has worked for Lauren week by week. This consists of nutrition, looking at her nutrition and finding the perfect balance that works for her, correctly implementing foods that sits well with her sleep, focusing on certain
probably not the best literature, I'm not the best at English, but you know, you get the gist of it, hopefully.
Yeah. Sleep, focusing on certain factors that would decrease her sleep efficiency, for example watching TV just before going to bed, looking at her phone screen before bed, eating late, stress and length of sleep, appetite. While being in a deficit, we tried to fill certain gaps from having a decreased intake, finding foods that she liked and that were dense and filled her up, also finding the best time throughout the day to have meals. These were just a few of the things we worked on. Lauren did this all on top of a couple of nights out for drinks and having meals out.
Perfect. Yeah. I like that. The last bit.
I like that.
People don't see that. They go, oh, he done all this.
She can still enjoy herself.
She still enjoyed herself.
Yeah, like, and she went out and she still had this again, transformation.
So that was 10 weeks, but that's her.
Yeah.
Like, gone out for meals. There's another thing, apart from the recipe books, like restaurant guys, as I was explaining. So they're literally just guys that highlight the menu of certain restaurants. So, for example, Nando's.
Yeah.
Pretty good. And it puts into categories that it's color-coded and they go, this are the calories in per one.
Oh, I didn't know
so
that.
So, again, this chicken wrap has, you know, 500-600 calories.
What, is this on your Instagram?
It won't be, but I'll quickly show you. Basically, yeah, so thankfully, she's used this. Again, she's gone out and she's gone to some of the places that I have, thankfully, as a restaurant guide. But this has enabled her to go, okay, I can still enjoy my food, but I'm also eating sensibly at the same time.
Yeah.
More of a stress reliever.
Especially again, Nando's as well.
Nando's as well. Nando's, again, it's not a bad thing. Again, it's nothing really. It's chicken, chips, but it's, again, this is where the guide to calories comes out. You know, it's learning about the nutrition. And this is where this is going to be implemented. But yeah, they have the nutritional content for majority of the menu. Obviously, the menu updates every now and then. But it gives you example for...
It gives you everything. Calories, protein, total carbohydrates.
But yeah, it's the menu and it gives you an understanding of what you can still enjoy, but obviously adapt it to your program as such.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. It says, and it's in such a clear format, because especially on menus as well. Sometimes they're like, obviously they have to put the calories on there. They like to hide it.
But you
it
can't,
as well.
Yeah, you can't really see it. And this is where like reading the label is really important as well, because it's a misunderstanding of, you know, what's actually in the product itself. If you're going out, you still want to enjoy yourself, but knowing that you can have this and it still fits in and it's still nutritious, or it still, you know, has the calories that fits into your diet as such, it kind of puts your mind at ease a little bit.
Gives you some perspective as well, doesn't it? Because I know that as soon as I start to get into like eating stuff properly, it was like, oh, this is this much in, this is this much in. Oh, if I eat a few of these, it'll be good. I love seeing the numbers in it, seeing that just the fry, like just putting it in perspective, seeing like, oh, the fries is actually more, like the large fries is more calories than some of the other meals. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's toppings, it's sauces. Again, you're looking at liquid calories. So again, we spoke about, so the coffee we had, again, it's that's, I'm going to have milk in it or your oat milk, blah, blah, blah. But that's still calories. So you've got to look at it in an outside perspective. It's really, it is really in depth, but again, it's teaching you to know these things or having some sort of conscious about what you're having in.
About what you're actually putting into your body.
But that's the main thing as well. We're talking about the coffee. People don't know about liquid calories.
Yeah.
So people go, I have a drink, I have a glass of Coke or whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's still calories.
Isn't it
I
like
any drink, it's still calories.
A pint of beer is like 12 slices of bread or something, right?
It's something silly. That's again, crazy. The sugar in it, probably looking at 150-250 per bottle of, you know, Budweiser or something like that. Yeah. So it's, you know, they all have their things. Alcohol is a huge one. So again, people obviously, you know, leading up, have a really good diet during the week. You probably see this a lot of time with, you know, infographics and stuff like that, where you go, you know, really good for the week and you go out for the weekend, burgers, chips, you know, alcohol.
Vodka shots.
Yeah, it's literally a lot, but it's, this is where you tip all over a little bit. You could do well, you know.
Yeah.
But this is where it tipped over, and that's where the energy balance comes into play. So it's a bit difficult in that sense.
It's finding that balance, and everyone everyone reacts to things differently, don't they?
Yeah.
A workout and food, everyone reacts differently to it.
Yeah, so this is where you've got to take your time.
That's why it's not easy being a personal trainer, I can imagine. You need to try, because it isn't like you can just...
I don't think any job is as easy as it seems.
No.
For an example, from my dad, he's a roofer, he's got his own business. I've worked for him a couple of times.
Yeah.
Not easy work.
No.
But he likes to say, oh, I've got... the hardest job, you know, my job's hard and what you do isn't. It's completely different. There's a lot of hard stuff. Like, desk job's gonna probably be hard, like setting this up is, you know, not challenging, but you know what I mean, so it's got its processes, and
it's all subjective.
Yeah, my stuff is, again, it's some physical. I'm not heavy lifting like he probably does, you know, lifting tiles and blah blah blah, but mental side of it is, there's a lot of draining parts of that, and people don't see that. But like, your job's not physically demanding, so how is that hard? I'm pretty drained right now.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's how I see things. It's, obviously you're going to have some opinion about some stuff, but you've got to be open-minded, and same thing for this. You've got to be open-minded about what the person wants, what the customer wants.
So I want to quickly talk about the future and the direction you see this going to. Like, obviously we've spoken about how you're very proactive about obviously getting business cards, getting a more of like a merchandise side, getting like, your word out there, social media. I can see over the last few months, your social media has definitely taken new approaches to see what sticks, see what works.
Yeah.
What is your future direction, and where do you want to end up? Like, what is your end goal?
Okay, so consistency being one, I've known that from obviously doing it for the past couple of years, obviously 2017, kind of pushing from there, really, that there's, you know, some lack of consistency, obviously, information being put out, Instagram, Facebook, blah blah blah. So that would be one of the things I'd like to improve on. But then going from that, be the quality of stuff I put out,
content.
But from that, like I said, I've invested myself a little bit recently. Again, I do online coaching. Say I do a pretty good job from what you've seen, but I'd like to go in a little bit more detail to get a bit more understanding of how I can, you know,
benefit people through that
as well. So I've invested myself through a course doing that, just get a little bit more information, things I may not be doing. Again, we learn from other people, so it's always things you can adapt and improve. And like, yeah, I said, content's always going to be better quality, so it's always going to improve there. But from there, I'd like to go into some sort of competition based.
Ooh,
so looking at physique competitors. So yeah, again, that'd be like another course I'd be like a venture into. Again, I don't specialize in it, so it's quite difficult because it's a huge different ball game sort of thing.
Of course, yeah.
You look at nutrition a bit differently. So people dieting down, looking at the right training for the person, the nutrition. It is a little bit different. So I'd like to get into that and expand my knowledge and just normal or basic stuff, as you say, but again, just expand it a little bit more. But again, it'd be good advertisement, but something I'm interested in as well. So bodybuilding concept of things. So you see competitors. So that'd be good to go into.
While still following the personal trainer.
Yeah, so it'll be down to personal training, online coaching. So it'll be teaching people the correct way of doing things, but it'd be, you know, categorizing yourself a little bit more to get into that. So again, it'd be investing to reinvest sort of thing.
Yeah
it should be good.
I know that if I were to invest into a personal trainer, I definitely go to you, Dalton.
Thank you.
You know what you're talking about, 100%, and your relationship with the clients is very is definitely what you need in today's society for building weight or losing weight.
Yeah, but like I said, you seem to know what you're talking about, and that's the thing. You've got to come across as confidence that when you're speaking to someone, especially a client, is the communication skills to do that and like present it well. I could definitely have the knowledge, but presenting it is also another thing.
Yeah.
Again, you could be a big bodybuilder, you know, you look really good, but again, presenting that and presenting the information,
translating that,
could be completely different than how to teach someone. So again, I'm not going to be the best personal trainer for the certain person. Always advise someone to, you know, ask questions when they're getting personal training and question the coach as such, and finding the best personal trainer for you if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Again, you're going to click with some people's personalities, but again, it's always down to the person what they want. So if you can adapt to them, they're probably going to stick with you in longevity
Yeah, in the long run. I love that you're so proactive and you're not like limiting your future at all. You're not like, oh, I'll probably go into this. And like a lot of PTs, they do that. But obviously you're a PT for people down here in West Sussex, in like Worthing and East Preston and Brighton, I suppose that area. So for people that are based outside there and they're looking towards a personal trainer, what are a few things that they should look out for in a personal trainer?
Yeah, kind of like what I mentioned is someone that responds to them well.
Is honest and...
Well, not that. It's, again, it could be personality. It could be, again, qualification is always a good one, but it doesn't mean everything. Again, I have a level two, level three qualification in personal training, but again, I've adapted from that.
Yeah.
Again, basic information as such, again, giving me some knowledge, but again, I've always expanded from that and trying to get a bit more. So studies, reading studies, blah, 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 and taking it from other people. But again, it is trial and error at some point. Again, looking at results, looking at information they give out. How does that correspond to what they're looking for? Does it look like, again, for me, do I look like I do strength work or weightlifting? Probably not so much.
Yeah.
So probably not the best person to go to. So it is a little bit different. So look at the goal you're kind of looking for and look at a personal trainer that is in that direction.
Rather than just whichever one
Promotes
the most
poking in the dark sort of thing.
Yeah, literally. So just to, before we wrap up, Dalton, I have five rapid fire questions for you.
Not so rapid.
So it doesn't have to be rapid. It's okay. So we're going to hop straight into it. Okay. So number one, who inspires you or who do you inspire to be like?
I'm not going to say there's one person. There's obviously multiple people.
Of course.
Yeah. Open-minded, be open about what the information you get in. But obviously following a couple of people, there's a couple of people that are very, again, very similar, they're open-minded. So there's obviously got TM Cycles, who is on Instagram, Facebook, and everything like that. It's an online coach. There's Josh Bridgman. And there's Coach Eugene. It's people like that where, again, how they present is how I want to present, if that makes sense. The information they give out and honesty they give out is incredible. Looking at Coach Eugene's stuff, please give him a look because he is impeccable with his work. I'm not
Coach
joking.
Eugene.
Yeah, so he's literally knowledge bombs left, right, and centre. He knows what he's talking about. Obviously, he's, again, probably like same with anyone, he's learning as well, but he's up there. He's really, really up there. Again, like talking about biomechanics parts of things and movements and the correct part and, you know, the honest work he does. So he's famous, so
yeah,
he knows what he's talking about. But again, people like that, you got TM Cycles, he's more into bodybuilding, more into the steroid side of things, which is another thing in bodybuilding, but, you know, it's a different subject.
That's a whole other world, isn't it?
Yeah. But he is brutally honest about it.
Yeah.
And the way he comes across is, if you're going to do it properly. I can teach you, I can give advice, but obviously there's a lot of people that kind of, you know, oral tablets, take it, injections, take it, don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, he's looking at, you know, the positive side of things, if you're going to compete and stuff like that, is doing it all correctly, getting your blood works done, make sure you have a coach for that sort of thing, make sure what you're doing is all correct and training, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So he's a lot in depth in that. And then there's obviously Josh Bridgman, who's very similar in that sort. He wants to compete. He's a men's physique competitor.
Oh.
Really, really good.
Wow.
So I followed him for quite a while. Him and TM Cycles or Thomas Moore, very like interlinked. They're really good mates. But he is. I followed him when he started his bodybuilding, but when he was natural, so to say.
Yeah.
But he was literally like, right, I'm going to jump into it. I thought about it for a while. I did a huge video on YouTube as well. I'm going to jump into it.
Yeah.
Because I really want this Olympia dream, which is like the top of the top stage sort of thing.
Wow.
But he's like,
documenting his journey.
I'm going to document everything, show you how I feel, be honest about it. And that's another thing as well. He was like, right, I'm going to take it. I'm going to be honest.
Transparency is so important.
Yeah, and that's, especially at my industry, what I think anyway is a huge, huge difference.
Yeah.
But again, that's a whole different ballgame in that sense. But them three, by their honesty, their knowledge, again, Thomas Moore, his business mindset, if you look at his Instagram feed, it's perfect. He's looking at little things and he explains it all the time. He goes, you got to go look at this and how it's appealing. You got to look at the insights, you know, how do people respond to it? And business mindset of it is really good, but his knowledge as well. It's incredible. Coach Eugene is just mind-blowing.
It's good that you know you aspire not only in the gym sense but also the social media sense, the way that they
yeah, there's other things business as well. Again, it's not just about, you know, bodybuilding and fitness. There's other stuff that you know, you have should have a hobby around and shouldn't be directed in one thing.
Yeah.
So it's little things I like, and you know, I go into a dip back out, go into a dip back out, and it's things like that. It's quite, yeah, it's good to have.
Question number two: if you could write a note to your younger self, what would you say in only a few words?
I can't really say I would change anything. I wouldn't say I was like the best when I was younger, or you know, done things correctly. So there's obviously things I could improve, but it's quite hard at that age, and the reason why you've done it is because you're in that moment and done it. So it's quite hard to say, oh, I'd change that. But it's the case of thinking it really like deeply. Would it be the case of me, who I am now, of my thought of mind being as I was? Or is it still being my younger mind of thinking a bit stupidly?
Exactly, yeah.
So it's,
you're really looking
yeah, so deep, like I said. But yeah, it's hard to say.
Okay, question number three. What is your favourite workout, or what is your favourite area to work out for yourself in the gym?
Push work.
Really?
So again, yeah, push work being like shoulders or chest. I really like legs as well. I think there's something that if you get into, you start to enjoy. So again,
my friend's recently gotten into it after hating it, and he loves doing it.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. So if you keep doing squats or leg day, for instance,
yeah,
you're probably going to be a person who hates it, and everyone hates it to start off with. Don't get me wrong. Like, people do hate it, but you will start to get used to it. I think it's still like the pain that starts. So we talked about the DOMS and people going, oh, I don't like it. Getting used to it, yeah, blah blah blah, you'd be fine. But looking at those areas, just because I'm probably stronger and for me, my stronger part. So again, if you're looking push to pull,
yeah,
if that makes sense to some people, then my push is stronger. So looking at my shoulders, my chest, my triceps.
Question number four: what are you most excited for in your life right now?
Right now is actually getting a good business up and running.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, it's obviously like investing in it quite a bit, and it'd be good to see the outcome of if it actually works out, which I'm hoping to. Obviously, a house and everything like that would be great.
Of course, wow. fully.
Yeah. I'd like to, the business being like correct and then being financially stable. And then, everything being like positive rather than negative. So this is where the business appearance comes well.
Yeah. And finally, question number five. Would you describe yourself as an optimist, a pessimist, or a realist?
Give me some examples of what they mean.
Okay, say you're going into a coffee shop, and an optimist would be like, they're definitely going to have all the coffees that I want. A pessimist would be like, they're probably all out of coffees because it's a Saturday. And a realist would be just realistic towards it.
Probably realistic.
Really? You're quite realistic towards things.
Yeah. I think that's why it's an open mind. Like you said, they're two cut-off things. And I think they're probably going to have the coffee, but if they don't, I could probably get something else.
Yeah, good. Good mentality to have.
Yeah. Looking at the coffee aspect of things, yeah.
I'm unrealistically optimistic, which isn't good.
Yeah.
Okay, Dalton, thanks for coming on the podcast.
No, thank you.
I hope you enjoyed it.
I think we're just getting some time. Yeah, 100%.
100%. I hope you got out everything you wanted to say.
Yeah.
Before I ask you about your podcast recommendations, if you do listen to podcasts, I'd like to know, where can people find you? But obviously, shout out your Instagram, but could you say that again? Also, on your business card, you've got all the links, all the emails and everything.
Yeah, I can quickly quickfire them. So social media-wise, it's just DKT Personal Trainer. That's going to be Facebook and Instagram. You can get my personal, which is some information given out of personal training as well, which is just Dalton_Tessier_PT. If you want to get further, obviously, I do have business cards, but email-wise is DKTPersonalTrainer@gmail.com. So give me a message, you can fire away other
any
DMs.
Any inquiries,
yeah. I'm happy to answer questions. I'm not going to force you to do
you
anything.
You can DM you won't charge us for a question.
No, definitely not, yeah. Jesus.
See, do you have any podcast recommendations? Do you listen to podcasts?
I haven't recently, but I do like the kind of like Joe Rogan, where it's, like saying, just random questions all the time, different people, so you're seeing different personalities.
Yeah.
Seeing different things they probably not have heard of. But things like that, Thomas Moore's had a couple, is quite good. Again, Josh Bridgman is really good, where he goes into detail and gives information. You got people like the Muscle Mentors, again, giving information.
Muscle Mentors, wow.
Yeah, they're really knowledgeable as well. So I don't know if Coach Eugene's got any, but again, I probably would listen to him. But it's things like that where, again, I'm more interested in, but probably getting a bit more information out of it. But there's silly little things. There is like James, he's a rugby player, I forgot his name. Yeah, I can't remember. The old role player, he does a couple of podcasts and he's absolutely hilarious. So he's good to listen to.
And yours, amazing. Of course. Of course, there we go. Thank you. I was like, what about having words? Of course.
Got to finish it last so people just remember that.
Exactly, yeah. Well, Dalton, thank you so much for joining me on today's podcast.
Yeah, it's been really, really good.
I've learned a lot about you and what you do, and I hope the audience has as well. Yeah. And I hope as an audience, you're considering a personal trainer, because I think that they're very vital if you want to not only improve your health, but also improve just kind of like...
everyday lifestyle, I think, is a good thing. Just finding a good routine that works works best for you and puts you in a positive mood and everything like that. So
exactly. And thank you everyone for listening to today's podcast. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and Reddit, and you can listen to us on Spotify, iTunes, any podcast directory that you listen through. I think also you can ask now your Alexa or Google Home to play Having Words podcast. I think it will play it, which is quite exciting. Thank you for listening, Dalton. Thanks for turning up, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Once again, if you're interested in what Dalton spoke about in the episode, you can check him out on Instagram at DKT Personal Trainer. Also, exclusively for Having Words listeners, he's offered an amazing 1/3 off of his online coaching and a free video consultation. Email him on DKTPersonalTrainer@gmail.com or DM him on Instagram to learn more.